I'm going to begin to talk about the face of a Jew. And from there, we'll continue on, Mitzvah, the next year, speaking about the eyes. We'll be talking about the eyes for the rest of this Zman, for the next few months, about the eyes. But first, we have to talk bechlal about the face of a Jew. It's a chiddush with the face of a Jew. Whether you have a longer nose, a shorter nose, freckles, mouth, yes, some, with a beard, without a beard, the face of a Jew is a chiddush, is different. Those who have been coming already for the first few shiurim are talking about mibsari echze elayka, grasping Hashem and coming closer to Hashem through our bodies, through our physical bodies. And we're going to be discussing the different gifts that Hashem Zbach has given us and how we can use them to serve Him and to reveal His light in our lives. There's an astonishing sentence that's found in the Hakdama of the Tikkuni Zoya, in the introduction to the Tikkunim, and Yud Gimel Beis, Yud Gimel, page Yud Gimel in the Tikkunim, the Hakdama, in the introduction. Minarta Doresha. The Tikkuni Zoya teaches that the head of a Jew is a menorah. It's a menorah. Minarta Doresha. Vishiva Neraseha Aleh. It's not the Chanukah menorah. It's the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash that has seven candles, which of course is very, very deeply connected to Chanukah. If we have time, we'll get to that. And what are the seven candles that are on the face, that are on the head of a Jew? Now it sounds like everybody has this, but that's different, as I said. Inun Trei Udnin, the seven candles on the head of a person are the two ears, Trei Udnin, with Trei Einin, the two eyes, with Trei Nukve Chutma, the two openings of the nose, the two nostrils, Upuma, and the mouth. Those are the seven candles. That's the menorah on the face of a Jew that's shaped like a menorah as well. The seven candles of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple correspond to these seven nekovim, these seven openings on the face of a Jew. Remember, that's what we've been learning. Everything in this world is fashioned after that koimer of a Yid, of a Jew. And the seven candles of the Beis HaMikdash correspond to these seven openings. When we get to all of these different organs, we'll talk about them. The two ears correspond to Chesed and Gevurah. The two eyes correspond to Netzach and Hoid. The two nostrils correspond to Tiferes and Yesod. And the mouth of a person of a Jew is Malchus. We're not ready for that yet, and we'll talk about that when we discuss all of these different parts. But this itself is an astounding revelation of the Zohar Kodesh, that the face of a Jew would materialize, take shape and form in the menorah and Beis HaMikdash, the seven candles. And we wouldn't have any idea on our level what that means. Sounds like a nice thing, but we had no idea what that means, people like ourselves. But Hashem was kind, and He sent us tzaddikim to explain. And there was a tzaddik among the tzaddikim, was echad yochad miyuchad tzaddik yisayt oilam ko'er shivas yimei bereshis Rabbeinu Nachman Mibreslov, schus yagenu. And Rabbi Nachman in the 21st Torah discusses the menorah, the face. The 21st Torah is hafodik. It's one of the most complicated and longest. It's very hard. And we're only going to touch upon this tiny little nekuda of that Torah. And there Ibn Achman tells us what we know, that these openings of the head are all openings that lead to the ikkar, to the shayrish of what that part of the body contains, which is the mind. These are openings to the seichel. But the seichel is the yisayt, the seichel of a person, the mind, is the essence. And these openings, the ears, the nostrils, the eyes, the mouth, these are gateways, these are openings that lead to and from the mind of a person, the seichel. Rabbi Nachman teaches that the seichel, the mind, I think I could just use seichel, I don't have to translate that, it means we all heard at some point when we were younger that we have no seichel. So I think I'll just stick to the Hebrew. Rabbi Nachman teaches that the seichel functions in two ways. Years ago I discussed this briefly as part of another discussion. Rabbi Nachman says that the seichel functions in two ways. And these two ways are revealed in the Tehillim of David Malki Mashiach and Kuf Lamed Tes. Achor v'kedem tzartani. Achor v'kedem tzartani means, Hashem, you formed me, you created me, afterwards and before. Achor means after. There's a creation that's called Achor, afterwards. And there's a creation aspect of our being formed and created by Hashem that's called Kedem, before. So each and every one of us was created in such a way, Achor v'Kedem, afterwards and before. What does that mean? So Ibn Achman taught, Ki yei seichel she'odem ma'asik oisei al yidei hakdamas rabbis. There are certain things that a person comes to understand. There's a seichel, there's a level of understanding, a way of thinking, that a person arrives at a certain conclusion. It's interesting, even in English, right? To arrive at a conclusion. What does that mean? You got on a bus or something? You arrived at that conclusion. So there are certain conclusions, there are certain seichels, sichlias, that a person arrives. The person arrives to those seichels, to those sichlis, and he arrives in a way, Rabbi Nachman says, after hakdamas rabbis, meaning it requires a great deal of explanations and has to be thought out and worked over until finally the person can come to understand, oh, this is this, I've arrived at that understanding. There's a certain type of understanding that requires tremendous avoida, negia, hard work, until self calls self, it clicks. Ba'aseichel hazeh, Rabbi Nachman says, mechun b'shem achor. This way of understanding is called afterwards. Because it follows a great deal of thinking and svaros and working through and rejecting and accepting until finally you arrive at that seichel. So this type of thinking is called achor, afterwards. V'yei seichel shebo la'adam bli shum hakdam. There's another type of seichel that a person comes to bli shum hakdam, without any previous thinking, without working anything through in his seichel. Bli shum hakdam ela ayde shefa eloki. A shefaluki means that there's a godly influx. To have the men and women, please. I'm sorry. There's a godly influx. There's a shefa eloki that sometimes, we'll talk about how and when, that sometimes it suddenly enters into a person's mind, into a person's head, without preparations, without hakdamas. without schooling and explanations and blackboards and homework and curriculum and working it through. It's just, all of a sudden, there's a Shef Eloki. In English, there's a lashon, it dawns upon you. It's also interesting. English has many interesting things in it. All the Shinas do. Because every language draws from Lashon HaKadosh. And there is, in Lashon HaKadosh, also such a concept of dawning upon a person. To see the Shachar Hadron, to see the morning of a matter, means it just hits you. There's a Shef Eloki. This, Rabbi Nachman says, this is called Kedem. This is called before. V'zeh mukhlum b'shem Kedem, b'shem Ponim. Rabbi Nachman says this has two names, Kedem, before, and Ponim. Ponim means the face. Pnei also means before, at the beginning. So let's try to understand so far. We're going to go through this step by step. Let's understand so far. Rabbi Nachman says that the ikar of a person's face is the mind. The seven apertures, the seven openings of the face are the seven candles of the menorah, the Zohar says, leading into and leading out from the mind. The mind itself thinks in two ways. First, the mind thinks with a certain sequence and a seder of working things out logically, with all kinds of introductory thoughts and so on, until you get to the final maskan. But there is another way of thinking, Rabbi Nachman says, where a thought just leaps at you. There's a Shef Eloki, there's a godly influx that just takes over your mind. These are the two ways of thinking that David Melech spoke of when he said, Achor v'kedem sa'atami. You formed me, you created me in a way where I'm able to think in a way of Achor. There's a way of thinking that comes after, and there's a way of thinking that comes before. Achor v'kedem sa'atami. Those thoughts, let's understand on our level, those thoughts that are in the category of Achor, afterthoughts, afterwards. Those thoughts are thoughts that come usually with great struggles. I'm not talking about stam narishkeit. Rabbi Nachman is talking about things that a person has to work out in life. All of us in this process of maturing and working things out in our minds. What's important, what's more important, what's less important, what do we understand about life, what do we understand about Hashem and Torah and so on. So those that are in the category of achor, of afterwards, those are thoughts that are complicated and come with different problems and issues and shtadlus and difficulties and so on, until finally, particularly when it comes to Hashem, but finally over the course of a person's life, he's zeichet to understand something of what it means to be a Jew and something of what it means that there's a Rabbi Shalom in the world. That's called the back. Because achor, after, also means the back of the head. That's called the back of the head. There are thoughts that come into the mind from the back. That's hard. Then there are other thoughts that are called ponim that come through the face. And these that are called ponim or kedem, there's a shefa eloki, there's something that happens from above, where all of a sudden the person might not have worked out these issues in life, but all of a sudden he sees things in such a clear way that for that moment, again, it could fade, we'll talk about that, but for that time, there's no question, Ein Oid Milvadai, there's only the Rabbein Shel Olam, I see Hashem clearly, I see the tachlis of my life, I understand why I'm here, I don't have any more kashes, there's all of a sudden a Shef Eloki that just pours into the person through the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose, it just is a flood of perception. This is called ponim. When a person is ignited with that koyach of ponim, with that way of thinking, then everywhere he looks, he sees only Hashem's hand. Everywhere he looks, He looks outside and he sees a tree. He looks like he sees a raindrop. He sees a child. Everything he sees in his home, even with his difficulties, with his sorrows, like, wherever he sees, wherever he looks, he sees only Hashem. It's a shefa that comes like that. Every Jew, every Jew has that in life. Some more often, some less often. We'll talk about it. Achor v'kedem sartan. Then Rabbi Nachman continues. And he says, the hisrakshus and the hislahavus, the emotion, the excitement of a heart is always, Rabbi Sadu talks about this a great deal, and the Baal HaTanya, is always a telada of the seichel, which means one's emotions, how one feels, is the result, is the teladas ha-seichel of one's thoughts. When a person thinks about something, the thoughts of a person affect the way that the person feels. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says that when there is this great revelation that's called Kedem, that's called Panim, when there's a Seichel that arrives from above without all the preparations and thinking and working through, it comes, Rabbi Nachman says, with great speed, and it descends without any stops along the way, without any obstructions, and as a result of that, it ignites the heart, and the heart feels this a shalheves by eris in the heart of a person. And he writes, ki teva hatnuais shemay lichon. It's the nature of reality that whenever something is moving quickly, it generates heat. Speed generates heat. Now there are thoughts that take days and weeks and months and years, and the heart doesn't catch on fire easily from those thoughts and those cycles that are worked out over time. Because what causes fire, what causes heat, listen carefully, it's not simple. What causes the warmth and the fire of the heart? When there's a cycle that moves, when there's a thought that infiltrates, invades a person's mind with great speed, that comes in that way of shefa from above. Because when something moves with speed, it creates heat. And he writes, ulefi mehirus tnuais haseichel. According to the speed of the thoughts, we've all felt that. Sometimes, we've spoken about this over the years, sometimes you can be sitting in one place and your mind is racing. Right? Sometimes you're thinking, okay, you realize you had to be, right now you're sitting here relaxing, enjoying yourself, you have, and then you remember you're supposed to be in three different places. But you can't go. So your mind starts to race. You're sitting still. Everything is nice. And it could be a room where it's like 50 degrees. You start to perspire. You start to get warm. Because the mind is racing. And wherever there's speed, and here, listen, a person's not even moving. He's sitting still. But the mind is moving. The movement of the mind and the speed of one's thoughts, and those changes that take place in a person's mind, when you're thinking about this, I have to be here, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do that, those changes that take place with great speed generate through those tznuos, haseichel, there's a warmth, there's a fire that's created, that's ignited. Well, if in mehirus tznuos haseichel, kein moilid chaim balev, that generates a fire in the heart, which you feel emotionally. There's a fire, and that affects even your body. You begin to perspire, you get warm. So Ibn Achman says that the source of his slavas, of the excitement and the fire of a Jewish heart, is when there's a shefa, when there's something that penetrates the mind with great speed, with great clarity, without any ikuv, without any obstructions, a thought that is called panim, that's called kedem, and that type of a thought where suddenly the person's mind is racing, everything he looks at, it's only the Rabbeinu Shlalom, Soiviv Kal Almin, Memale Kal Almin, Umibaladecha Ein Shumitzius Klal, there's only you, and the mind runs from one thing in the world, from one moment of my life, and everything is only a lukus. And this movement, this motion of the mind that comes from this great influx from above creates a fire, ignites a fire, a hislavus in the heart. So now the question is, how do you make that happen? What we've learned until now is that it happens. There's a shefa looking without any preparations. And if there are no preparations, then l'chara it means there's nothing I can do. I just have to sit around and wait. And maybe all of a sudden, it'll become clear to me, and I'm waiting. I sit at shul, I sit at home, I sit on the bus, I sit on the street corner, and I'm waiting for this Shef Eloki, I'm waiting for this great energy to rush into my mind, and it's going to, since it rushes into my mind, nimeila, it's going to cause this flame, this fire in my heart. So mevat, and I'm waiting, it's gornish, nothing. So since Rabbi Nachman said that these thoughts that are called kedem or ponim, that there can't be any real hachanis, you can't force them into your life. So is he saying that we're doomed to sit around and just wait? Maybe yes, maybe no, it'll happen, it won't happen. We'll feel inspired, we won't feel inspired. We're going to go from one shiur to the next. We're going to go from one holy place to the next. And we'll take the trip, we'll try to go to the Kaisel, we'll go to Rabbi Shimon, we'll go to Rav Samach Pela, we'll go to Kever Rochel, and then we'll go to the tzion of this tzaddik and that tzaddik, and we'll read this sefer and that sefer, and go to the Vajit. And we're waiting, we're Baruch Shalom. You told us that you're going to drop something, a gift, a Hanukkah present, and it's going to be a Shef Eloki, and then all of a sudden it's going to set me on fire, the menorah is going to start to go on fire, and I'm going to be filled with this Hislav. So, does that mean we can't do anything? So Ibn Achman teaches them that that's not true. And there is something that we all have to do. And this is what's going to lead us into all of the upcoming discussions. Listen to his words. Ella, lahagia lebchines shefe eloki hana. What does one do in order to receive this influx, this speedy revelation of God's presence in your mind that will light you on fire, your heart? This is not something which you have to work for intellectually, because we already learned. But that's a different way of thinking. That's called what? What's that way of thinking? Achor. That's after much thinking. So then what does one do? What does one do in order to be able to be zeiche for this Shef Eloki? Now, until now, this all sounds very, very abstract, and it sounds very, very sublime. And Rabbi Nachman now takes us on a little bit of a journey. Very simple. Very, very simple. Listen. Since we've already learned, this doesn't mean going to courses and passing tests and having a high IQ and getting high grades and being a genius. Because there are simple yidlach that get this Shef Eloki, and there could be some geniuses waiting for his whole life, it doesn't happen. So what do? Ela lahagia lebchina Shef Eloki hanal, I ev shalov lezeh, ela shiyakadesh es piv v'chaitmai v'einav v'oznav. How does one do this? Rabbi Nachman says, and take this mamish to heart. We have to work on this. This is what we've been talking about now for a long time. The way to prepare oneself to allow these unbelievable thoughts to drop from Hashem, from Hashem's Baruch, to drop them into your head. Remember, there are seven openings to the head. On the face, the back, those are things we work on, we think about. But the front, that's why Hashem sends through these openings. He made seven openings on the face, the two eyes, the two nostrils, the two ears, and the mouth, the seven openings that correspond to the seven lower spheres. Hashem made seven openings, and he wants to inject this Shefa, he wants to inject himself, Elokus, through these seven openings. That's why he made these seven openings, the seven candles of the face. So Ibn Achman says, in order for this to take place, Elala, again, listen to the words. Elala gila b'china shefa l'kianal. E'ev ela ayideshi et kadish es piv. A person has to sanctify his mouth. He kadish es piv. The chaitmai, his nose. The ain of his eyes. The oizna of his ears. The hain hain mi'irelai shefa eloki. And if you sanctify the seven openings, the seven candles, then they will light up and they will shine in and kivyochel direct the Shefa Eloki from Hashem into your mind. It like lights up the path for that Shefa, for that unbelievable divine influx that's flowing from above, that Nachal, that Lahadik Nechanik that we spoke about this morning, that's flowing into the world for it to enter into a person's mind, not the back but the front. We must clear away the seven openings of the face, which is the seven candles of the menorah, to make each one lichtig, clear and shining, to light it up. So what does that mean? So let's go through each one for a minute, because then we're going to be talking the rest of the year about this. So Rabbi Nachman says like this, piv, the mouth, which is Malchus, piv, sheyishmur es atzma milahaytzi shekem ipiv. To begin with, that the person has to guard his mouth, that opening, that he should never say a word that's false. Sheyishmur es atzma milahaytzi shekem ipiv. The person should never say anything that's not true. We understand that Chayis Meishel Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Hashem revealed to us that there are many, many midas that he has, whatever. But the chosem, the seal of God, like where he signs his name, is called what? Emes, is called truth. Chosem Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes. And therefore, midvar sheket tirchak, the Torah says you shall stay far away from falsehood, but the tzaddikim explain it means midvar sheker, wherever there's a lie, tirchak, you're far from God. There's nothing that pushes a person away from God as much as sheker, as a lie. Because chayis mashal kadosh baruch hu is emes. The seal of Hashem is true. And when a person says things that are not true, that, God forbid, closes and shuts down and fills with dirt, like we were talking about this morning. It fills with schmutz when there's a mouth. Of course, it has to do with anything from the mouth. Lashon hara, mechilas, nivel peh, saying God forbid things that are vulgar or slanderous and so on. All the things of the mouth. But Ibn Achman focuses on a truthful mouth. When your mouth speaks words that are true and distances itself from anything that's false, that is how you light the candle of the mouth. And you prepare your mouth and you open your mouth to receive that shefa, that bracha, that light from Hashem that can rush into your mouth. Of course, in order to understand that, we're going to talk a great deal about what the mouth means and how that works. The two nostrils, right? So the mouth is one candle. Then there are the two nostrils. So most of us, really, when you think about the nose, it's very hard to get excited about that funny part of the body. Usually, when it comes to a yid, it's shaped funny. And even if it's not, at certain times, it's running, then it's stuffed. And if it were possible for us to do without this thing altogether, and for everybody who needs to just to wear contact lenses, and not to have this funny thing jutting out from the face, we would feel very relieved. What is the chaitim? What is that part of the body? What does that mean? How does one sanctify the nose? Rabbi Nachman writes, V'yila yiras shemayim. The nose, and again, when we talk about the nose, we'll discuss this at great length. The nose, is that kli, is that part of us that is the conduit of the fear of God, Yirat Shamayim. Shehu b'chinas chaitim. Yirat Shamayim is called the nostrils, the nose. Because there's going to be a Jew, he's already, I'm sure, in the world, Mashiach ben David. And the Navi says about Mashiach ben David, v'harichai b'yiras Hashem, he will be able to smell the fear of God. V'harichai b'yiras Hashem, as Chazal say, Marach v'doyim, that he'll be able to judge by smelling. He'll be able to smell you and know whether you're right or you're wrong. He'll be able to smell and to see whether there's Yirat Shamayim in this place or there isn't any Yirat Shamayim here. And then Rabbi Nachman tells us in other places, I mean, if you look in the second Torah, look at the Maran, is all about this thing. It begins with that, with davening and Yirat Shamayim and the ability to smell. But the main expression of one's Yirat Shamayim in the Svarma Kedoshim, well, the main indication that a person is not God-fearing, this pains all of us who suffer with this midah and are trying to become better, is the midah of kaas, of anger. Since everybody knows that there's a way that kaas, how is anger referred to in Tanakh, Rabbi Yisai? No? Charoin af. Charoin af. There's the anger of the nose. Charoin af. And the tzaddikim taught, the Chazal say in the Dharam, Kalakayes, if a person loses his temper, Afilu Shechina Eina Chashuva Kenegdai, when you lose your temper, it would make no difference if the Shechina herself, if the divine presence of God was sitting next to you, you would scream at her too. Because Charoin Af, Kaas, is a complete loss of Yirat Shamayim. What does Kaas mean? The Alter Rebbe explains this in Tanya, and all the Tzaddikim talk about this. Anger, when a person loses his temper, at that moment that a person loses his temper, it means that his Yirat Shamayim, his emunah, his belief in God and his fear of God is at a very low ebb, in a low state. Why? Because if the person would believe the emes ba'emes, that there's only God and there's nothing else in the world, and everything that happens to him is with hashgacha pratis, is because Hashem is Baruch wants it to be that way, because you have to go through that, then why would you get angry? Why that person is causing you that agnes nefesh, that's his cheshbon Hashem. But that it's happening to you, that's your cheshbon. That it has to happen to you. Why would a person lose his temper? And why the Chazal say such a lashon kol kayes, anger is idolatrous? It's ki'ilu, he's worshipping an idol. Because anger itself means that the person is not cognizant of the presence of the Creator. The essence of Yirat Shamayim means that everything in my life is remembering God. Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samet. If I go Meshuggah, if I get angry, if I get upset about something and I lose my temper, it means that at that moment I don't feel God in my life. I'm not aware of His presence. I've lost the Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samet, and therefore, even if the Shechina would be sitting with you in the room, you wouldn't notice it, because you're screaming and yelling and carrying on. You wouldn't notice, because at that moment when you're angry, there is no God. There is no God. That's why anger is called in Tanakh Charoin Af, the angry nose. Since, according to the teachings of the Zohar and the Ari, Yirat Shamayim is connected to the nose. Again, we'll talk much more about that when we get to that part of the body. Yirat Shamayim, as Mashiach is described, as the Haricha, the Yiras Hashem. The smell, the power of smelling, is Yirat Shamayim. That's Mashiach Tzikainu. When a person has lost his smell of God, and he doesn't smell God's presence in his life, his nose is stuffed, and he has a cold in that way, that means that that part of his body, the nose, is malfunctioning, is closed, is shut, and as a result of that, the light, that candle of the nose, those two candles of the two nostrils are not being lit, the nose, the nostrils are shut, are closed, And the light of Hashem, the Shefa that's trying to come in, can't get in because the nose is shut. It's closed. The ears. The two ears. Rabbi Nachman says, what are the ears? Again, we're going to talk a lot about each of these. The ears, Rabbi Nachman says, V'yilai emunas chacham. The ears means faith and trust in our sages. Hearing the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Hearing the words of our sages as they were handed down to us now, Messiah, throughout all of history, to our present time, to listen to the tzaddikim. V'yilai emunas chachamim hatoli bu'udnin. Emunas chachamim, hearing and trusting the sages, depends on the ears. As it says in the 22nd chapter of Mishlei, Bechinas, Yishma divrei chacham. Listen to the words of the sages. Yishma divrei chacham. Hearing the words of the sages. We were just having this discussion in the home. My wife and I were talking about in the classroom. There was a couple of the girls have been asking me that they were being taught about, you know, in the class on tznius, about how long does the sleeve have to be. Of a girl, how long does the sleeve have to be? That's always a touchy subject in high school to bring up. And any teacher that, especially if it's a man that discusses that, is like doomed to get in trouble, unless he says, there's no problem, we'll do whatever you like. But any person who's Yerusha Shemayim can't say that. So he starts to talk about the halacha. So one of these tzadkanis asked me, so is there a source? Is there a source? That's because I was saying that I said many tzaddikim say you should wear the sleeves even below the elbow. So why? Where is that? That's not what they were taught, and it doesn't say that in the Gemara. What does that mean? It has to do with this. Has to do with that. All the sugyas in the Svarim. So what I tried to explain, which obviously you can't talk about in 30 seconds, is you have to hear and see thousands of years of how our mothers and grandmothers dressed. And it takes a certain amount of trust in the wisdom of our ancestors. Which, you'll excuse me, I don't know whether or not you're being taught that in school. And I don't even know if that can be taught in school. You've spoken about that very often. How do you teach that in school? To hear. To hear. It's not something which is necessarily in the Shach, in the Taz. It's not necessarily in the Beis Yosef, in the Mechab, in the Ramah. And you could kretch around enough with the Shulchan Aruch and you can come out to say that I can wear this and I can go like that. But the bottom line is, the Chassam Sofer's mother didn't go that way, you understand? And for you to say that, well, I'm trying to be a little bit more fashionable than the Chassam Sofer's mother, you know. Like my friends, they're not dressing like that, and this isn't Pressburg or Bratislava, and this isn't Hungary, you know, Germany 200 years ago, so all of that, when you start talking that way, then by me already it's the end of the conversation, and it's time for us to part. Because Rabbi Nachman says the ears are emunas chachamim, and the ears means the yilei emunas chacham atoli buudin and yishma divrei chachamim. It's not just what the tzaddik says; it's how the tzaddik says it. Not just what the tzaddik says. It's not just what's written. Show me this. Where does it say this? Where does it say this? You're not listening. The yesod of our emunah, the basis of our faith, is in each and every generation to listen to the Chachmei HaTorah, to try to hear what they're saying. And this is how the Torah Sheba'al Peh was handed down from generation to generation to Jews who are listening. We'll talk about that more when we discuss the ears. The two eyes, the sixth and seventh, the two eyes, Netzach and Hayit, Rabbi Nachman writes this, and this is what we're going to be talking about the next few months, the two eyes. Yatzim Einav, how do you prepare your eyes? Rabbi Nachman is talking about what can we do to receive this Shefa. The Shefa is coming from Hashem always. Hashem is sending always down this Shefa. And we've learned so far tonight, it doesn't depend on how smart you are, because that's the smart, intelligence, IQ, that's called achor, working things out in your brain. The same. But we're talking about panim, the face, and Hashem shining and blowing something into your brain. How does that happen? Clearing away the seven openings. It could be a simple Jew. A farmer, a tailor, a butcher, a halagid. Our ancestors, most of them didn't go to school so much. And they didn't have the opportunity to learn as much. And they weren't sophisticated. And they didn't write papers and go online and so on and so forth. But they, the davening. The davening, the avoider. Because they had ears that weren't stuffed, nostrils that were free, a mouth that wasn't filled with sheker. And what about the eyes? Rabbi Nachman writes, V'yatzim einav mir'ayis bira. You close your eyes not to see anything that you shouldn't see. Everything that the sophisticated achor type of thinker would be annoyed with. Everything we're talking about, right? This is ridiculous, this is outdated, this has no effect upon my fear of God. The only thing that affects my fear of God is the latest article in the newest Torah journal that came out. That affects my Yiras Shamayim. Reb Nachman says, Yatzim Einav Mir'ayis Bira. To be zoche for that shefa of Hashem, you have to close your eyes not to see bad things. Yatzim Einav Mir'ayis Bira. Kedusha Sainai. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Ein Yetzahara Shailait, El B'masha Einav Royos. Where does the Yetzahara primarily, what's the main entrance of the Yetzahara into a person? Ha'ayin Royav, Alei Chaymet, Klimaisav Goyman. The main entrance of the Yetzahara is through the eyes. When the eyes of a Jew become defiled, all of the tzaris, all of the problems, all of the complications that make that natural, healthy fire of Hashem dim in our hearts. So you have to start trying to figure out by the journals and going to museums of Jewish things and explanations and so on. You're trying for years, Achor's guidance is not going. The eyes are filled with impurity, are cracked and creased and broken and have seen a million terrible things in our generation. Hashem Yirachem. You're never, ever in the history of our people. Have eyes seen what our eyes have seen growing up at this time? Never. Our ancestors never saw. Never ever saw these things. They never imagined what our eyes would go through. So now, Rabbi Nachman introduced us to the seven candles of the face. And he's taught us that when a person sanctifies the seven openings, the mouth through truthfulness, the nostrils through Yiras Shamayim, the ears through simple faith in the sages, and the eyes by closing our eyes not to see things that we shouldn't see. The seven candles of the face are lit, and the entire face is the shape of a menorah, and the candles are lit like a menorah. And the mind is then able to receive through the seven openings the Shefa Eloki of Kedem, of Panim, of the face. And Mimela, that Shefa enters in through the openings. And it enters in with great speed because there's nothing holding it back. I don't have lies in my mouth that are causing the Shefa to be delayed. I don't have ugliness in my eyes, cynicism in my ears, anger in my nose that are holding back the march of the Rebbein Shalom through our face into our minds. So that thought, that seichel, can then penetrate with mehirus, with great speed. And when that happens, then what? Then remember that the heart is then influenced by the speed of the thoughts, and it catches on fire. And from there, a person has great emotion, avodas Hashem. We were zeichet to have with us my dear friend, the tzaddik Rav Tzvi Meir. He was here this week. And he was in a million places. And he wrote to me a letter, and I'm supposed to read it to everybody. And he asked me to read it and to ask everybody to have to say, be merchel him, be pemal. It's the whole thing. I'll do it in the next couple of days. Yeah, you wouldn't believe this letter he wrote. He wrote on the airplane. He felt bad that he was rushing. He wanted to say hello to everybody, and he's asking mechila and so. And you look here, a grown person, and you see jumping and running, and this was nothing. If you ever buy a shoulder shoe, this when it's on a Shabbos, or when it's a Yontif, or a Shoshone and Kippur, a Lag Ba'omer, and like a little child that jumping and leaping and somersaulting and screaming, like we see the Piazetz, and then we see from the Kedushas Levi and the Rebbe of Zushia earlier tzaddikim, to have a little bit of a taste of that in our lives, in our time, of somebody who's completely, completely not cynical, who's not embarrassed to be up in front of people and start jumping and dancing, whose heart is on fire with the Rebbe Shlomo. Those who followed Reb Tzvi Meir and went with him to the airport, so I mentioned this to my children, that you know that even when he goes into the airport, he puts in the earplugs, and then when the lady starts to talk on the machine, it might be a recording, it's not even live, he closes his ears, and he has earplugs in, he goes like this, not to hear. So you'd say, oh please, Rabbi Silverberg, this is the 21st century, can you please get with it? What's the matter with you? You can't hear the recording of, you know, flight 002 is taking off for Hong Kong. That's going to stare you, Avodas Hashem. I'm much greater than you because it doesn't bother me at all. We don't understand the tzura of a Jew, of a tzaddik, and how tzaddikim live. And to explain, how does that shefa get in? Where did that fire come from? Because if you talk to people who knew him as a child, they'll tell you he was the same way when he was a little boy. Ears, eyes, only in the svar, never on the street. All of this is hinted at. Don't tell him I said any of this, he'd be very upset with me if I said this. You can tell him I love him when you see him, but don't say any of the things I said about him. All of this, Rabbi Nachman says, is hinted at in the Pasuk. It's more than hinted at. The Pasuk is screaming by Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was the Bedichtov, the Rebbe of Zushia, the Baal Shem Tov, everything like wrapped up into a ball a billion times was Aaron HaKohen. The one who lit the menorah. It says in the Chumash, V'ha'aloyscha es ha'neiros. The Rebbe Shalom says to Aaron HaKohen, when you light the candles, Aaron, Rabbi Nachman says, Aaron was the one who had the fiery heart. That heart that would wear the Urim V'Tumim, the heart of the Kohen, with the Urim V'Tumim, the fiery heart. When it says in Pasuk, B'haloisas Aneris, the Baruch Shalom is telling Aaron about the seven candles of the face. That in order for you to be able to receive this Shefa, this godliness to enter into you, light the candles and teach other Jews to light the candles of their faces. Rashi says, "B'ha'aloyscha saneiros." It's an interesting lashon. "B'ha'aloyscha saneiros." It sounds like what it happens on its own. So Rashi says, "Shetehe shall heves oyla me'eleha." You do something, but it should be till the fire is able to rise up me'eleha. "B'ha'aloyscha." It's like it happens on its own. "Ashetehe shall heves oyla me'eleha." You just do something, and then the shall heves, the flame, will burn on its own. So Ibn Achman says it means until the heart feels the shalhevis. All you could do in life, the avoid of a Jew, is bahalois el saneris. You worry about your eyes, you worry about your nose, you worry your mouth and your ears. You can't plan out how to feel the heart's emotions, learn and daven, everything good, everything that you could work on in the back of your head, work on. And all of that helps, all of that builds you up. But ultimately, Hashem says to Aaron, we need you, Rabbi Aaron, you have to teach Jews holiness. Aaron is holiness. You have to teach Jews to light the seven candles of the face. And when you light the seven candles of the face, Until the flame of the heart begins to burn on its own. Because then when you light the candles of the face, the Shefa Eloki, that Seichel that comes without planning, without Chochmas, without prerequisite courses, without requirements, without papers, without all of that. Even without the Blat Gemara, without the Tosfos, it comes, just flows into you through the openings. And the heart catches on fire. El mul pnei hamenayra, ye'iru shiva saneir. Listen to the words. El mul pnei hamenayra, the center of the menayra, which is God Himself, kivyachal, the ner hamaravi. El mul pnei hamenayra. The menayra has a face. It's called Pnei HaMenorah, the front of the Menorah. That's the person's face. It's called Pnei HaMenorah. That's the person's face. It's very much connected to the, in the Siddur, you see in the Shivisi over there, the Pnei HaMenorah, when you daven to face of the sea, the Pnei HaMenorah. It's very much connected to davening. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem. El Pnei HaMenorah Yeru Shiva Saneiris. The seven candles will shine. So we want to understand, how is it possible that our parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents had such emotions, had such strong feelings? Not everybody. But Ruba, there were people that were uneducated. In other words, they didn't have the akdamas that come with the seichel that's called achor, from behind. For the most part, with the exception of the scholars, for the most part, the regular people didn't have years in yeshiva. The women, the bichlal, didn't go to yeshiva. The men went a little bit when they were boys. So from where did they take the fire of Yiddishkeit that we heard and we know of stories, even from our generation? They took their inspiration and their warmth from the Shefa Eloki directly that was flowing into them through the seven candles of the face. That's where they took it from. In the world of Achor, and those Cheshbainis and the Sichlis that come with working things out, many of them didn't have the education and they didn't have the time. And we're living at a time where you could buy in English a million Svarim, and you could read and think and go to seminars and shiurim and so on, but the heart is empty. Until we accept what the Zohar is teaching us and Rabbi Nachman, the Tzaddikim are teaching us about the Pnei HaMenorah, that the heart is not ready to receive the fire of the mind's motion, unless the Shefa is able to penetrate, enter through the seven openings with great speed. And only through that motion, that speed, is the heart inflamed. Achitei shall have his oil me'aleha. That's Ba'alois Chasaneus. And this morning, I was learning Shari Aira before davening. Shari Aira is one of the early svarim of Sisrei Taira, of the secrets of Taira. It's a very basic sefer, Shari Aira, from Ibn Jaktila. And I saw that as Hashgacha brought this, the davka this morning, that Hashem helped me, and that but Yom and I were learning this, that we came to this lashon of the Shari Ayra, these words of the Shari Ayra. We're learning now the parashiyas of the Avos and of the Imahos, and remember that the Avos and the Imahos are referred to by Chazal as Hein Hein HaMerkava, the chariot upon which Hashem Yisroel comes into the world. Chesed and Gvur, Teferes, Netzach, Haidi, Yisoid, Malchus, David, Malchus, Malchus. The seven Ushpizen, right? And we're learning now the others. So the Shari Ayra says this. In the psyche of the Shari Ayra, Ulefisha Hashem Yisbarach Rotzel Azakei Seinem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have the merit, the schuz. Bora beguf ha'odom kama evarim nestorim v'niglam. He created in the body of a person many organs, some that are revealed and others that are hidden. In the story of the Niglum, the Dimyon Simulam Aisim Akava, that correspond to the workings of the chariot, as we talked about the last two shiurim, of the higher world, the Shira Kaim in the higher world, Kivyachim. The Ilu Yiska, listen to the words now, the Ilu Yiska Adam Latahar Eva Me'evar, and if a person will be worthy to purify Eva Me'evar, if a person purifies one of his limbs, one of his organs, he purifies that. Then that part of the body becomes a throne, a chair, a seat, a receptacle for that exalted koach we spoke about the first year, that the dover elyona pnimi hanikra b'shem zeh, that is called by that name. Im ayin ayin. If you purify your eye, if you purify your eyes, like Rabbi Nachman was just learning, that part of the body, if you purify the eye, then that koach which is called above the ayin, that's able to enter into your eye and to sit upon your eye, within your eye. Im yad yad, v'chein l'kol ha'shar, the hand, and everything else. Ketzad, he says, how is this kigoyin shenizav in nishma adam echad b'mara'enim shalayabid v'layistakab b'dvarev b'shar kol d'v'shignai. He says, for example, if a person is careful not to look with his eyes at anything of impurity, anything that's unholy, his eyes are focused only on looking at things that are holy, things of Avodas Hashem. Then that person's eye, Na says, K'may kisei, becomes like a chair, a throne, a vessel to receive. La'isa dava nikla mala ayin, that is called above the eye, which we're going to next talk about the next year. The eye, the ayin. V'chein hayad v'aregel v'shar kol eivar. What does this have to do with the avos? So we understand. If we said before that the eyes are netzach and hayit, and we said that the ears are chesed and gvura, and so on, the different spheres, the different midas. Al zeh amru chazal, ha'avos hein hein ha'merkava. This is what Chazal meant when they said, all of this began with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov at the avos, hein hein ha'merkava. They were the chairs of the chariot, upon which Hashem has brought that midah of seeing, came into the world through the eyes of the others. Hearing came through the ears of the others. Speaking and so on came through their organs, their limbs. That energy came into the world through them. Ha'avos hein hein ha'mekava. V'le'omru kol echad mi'ha'avos su ha'mekava ela ha'avos. The others, Ketzer, Avram Avinu, Olam Shalom Lokach, B'taharet Tzad Yemin, V'yarishim in Shumayilu, Shumin Yisachesu, V'alzenem Avis, Avram Alech, V'nesayah Negbed, so on and so forth. And he goes through each of the others to explain how. Chazal tell us that that's the inyan of when Hashem is told Avram Avinu Salach Lefonav Heisamim to be whole, to be pure. But Chazal say that until now your name is Avram, and now I'm adding the hay, and the hay corresponds to five Eivarim, again we're not to five parts of the body. That until now we're not under the control of a person, but you, Avram, after the Bris Mila, the two eyes, the two ears, and the Rosh Hakvi, and the Kayach of the Bris Kaidish, it's now a Jew has control over these things. The five of Avraham, until now you, Avram. The Hey of Avraham means that the rest of the world can't control the eyes, the ears, and the Bris. But a Jew has the Kayach of Avraham Avinu. And Av Hamoin Goy means that with this Koyach Hayid, a Jew is higher than the rest of the world and rules over the entire universe. Not because of weapons, not because of tanks, not because of brains and politics, because of what? Kedusha Sa'evorim, the sanctity of our bodies. The holiness of our ears, our eyes, the Kedusha Sa'bris, our mouths, our nose, the Kedusha Sa'evorim, that's Avraham. That's what we spoke about. Avraham is Gematria 248, the 248 limbs of the body, the Ramach. Which Chazal tell us that after the bris of Avram, after that maisir of the bris, the cutting away of the impurity, the five parts of the body, the frat, the two ears, the two eyes, and the Rosh HaGviyah, the bris, that now a Jew has control over these. That's when we receive Hein Hein HaMerkava. And that's why it says by Avram Avinu in the Vayomim, his heart was faithful, his heart was on fire. Which Rav Tzadok in Pri Tzadok talks about in these parashas, Lechach of Ayera. And that's the meaning of it. It says, Echad Hoya Avram. Such a lashon, Chazal say, Echad Hoya Avram. Avram Avinu was one. And the Novi says, Ki Echad Kirosi. Avram Avinu was one means that the oneness of Avram meant that every single part of him, every single part of who he was only to be a Merkava, to be a seat, a throne, to receive Elokus, to receive godliness, and to serve Hashem. This morning I read to you a few sentences from this amazing little siddur, Tfilah La'Ani on Chanukah, which is written by a breast of a Yid. It's based most on Rabbi Nachman's teachings, not only Rabbi Nachman, but other tzaddikim, but mostly Rabbi Nachman. Tfilah for Chanukah. The tfilahs here have in the mamish everything. Let me just read to you two or three sentences. It's light. We have in Yonim, there are other things going on tonight, not just to listen to me. Zakeini b'mei Chanukah. Zakeini, Rosh Hashanah, help me in these days of Chanukah. Zakeini, because Chanukah is the menorah. Chanukah is the menorah. Eight means mamish, that we could go anywhere. But that's not for now. Everybody knows that all the Torah is about the eight candles. It's not for now. But the menorah is Chanukah. Our menorah that we have left. We don't have a Bais HaMikdash. What we have is Chanukah. So we ask Hashem, Zakeini b'mei Chanukah. And Rabbi said this when you sit by the Chanukah candles. Zakeini b'mei Chanukah elu l'schazik mechadash. Rabbi Yishalom, help me that I should be strengthened again, anew. U'l'chazik is atzmi, to strengthen myself. V'esramach evarai, my 248 limbs. U'shasa gidai, and my 365 veins, arteries. V'kol chushai, all of my senses. V'kedusha sechel, with your holiness. U'keshem shahay safta la'avram ois hei. And the same way that you added the letter hey to Avram Avinu, when he came to that point where he had control over his limbs, his body, his eyes, his ears, his bris, he had control over his body and his senses, and he was zocher for the letter hey, that all of creation was just for an Avram Avinu. And it's kind of so because Ela told us that Shemayim Ba'aretz, Behi Baram is the letters, Behe Baram, hey, is the Avraham. The whole world exists because of one Jew who's in control of his body, eyes, ears, and everything else. Kain to Zaka Gam Oisi, Ranshom, help me also. Lishleit al kol chushai ve'evara. Help me to rule over, to control all of my senses and all of the limbs of my body. Om zakeini b'schus shivas knei ha-menorah. I guess he saw that Torah, no? He said, please, Rabbi Shalom, help me in the schus of the seven arms, the seven candles of the menorah. Lord says, Mikol shivas ha-havolim desitrachu, to get out of all the havel, havolim, omakas hakol havel, all those hevels, the vapors of the world that come into the ears, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the vapors of impurity. Rabbi Shalom, help, that's from the Tikkun Ezar, help me to overcome the seven havolim that Shlomo Melech was crying about, havel, havolim. To close our eyes, our ears, our noses, our mouth, to what? To the havolim, to be able instead to light the seven candles of the menorah. Mikol Shivas Avon, this is Tzitra Achav. This guy's the Shivas Avon, the Kedusha, which come, he says, connected to Israel and the Chanukah Geld, the money that we give Hitzdaka, and then he ends. And if we do this, if you help us purify the seven candles and light these seven candles, then we'll be zoicha for kisuf, to have great longing for Hashem. Our hearts will catch on fire. And we'll be filled with a longing to build again the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Beis Hamikdash will reveal this great light of the menorah to the entire world. And the seven candles times 10 will then give forth light and illuminate the entire world. All 70 nations will be illuminated by the light of the seven candles of the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. And this is what we daven for, this is what we think about when we have those few moments to sit and to look at the menorah, just to look at the menorah, to look at the candles, and to daven by the candles, that our faces should become a menorah, and through that our hearts should catch on fire, and we should be zeichem as Hashem to see the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, and that light that will illuminate, that will shine out to the entire world, and will be zeichem l'arichas ner, that then Yishai Mashiachinu b'gul Hashem v'amitis v'mehev yemenu amen v'amen.